Rereading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 155, the Messiah's horn, disclosing Kabbalah to all the nations is a precondition for the complete redemption. You can ask questions at cap.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 155, Messiah's horn, disclosing Kabbalah to all the nations of the world.
Meaning that despite we study that in the general desire to receive, we have a large part in quality, not in quantity, that is called Israel, Yashar Kel. Israel, this way. That to begin with, it has preparations within it from the Babylonians who studied with Abraham, who yearned for a connection with the upper force, whereas the rest of the Babylonians did not. But this entire connection that they have with the Creator, which is called sons, and so on, this entire connection is in order to only be a passage for the light from them to the nations of the world. And that's actually the main thing. This is why it is written that the Creator turns to the nations of the world so that they will receive the method of correction, and they are unable to receive, and this is why they're saying that they don't need it. Tell us what's written there. It's written to not kill, to not slaughter, etc., etc. They're saying, no, we're unable to do it. We're unable to keep it. And they're truly unable to keep it because our egoistic desires are incapable of performing actions with the intention to bestow. Because these desires have to have intentions, and the intentions are called Rosh, head. Rosh, I'm writing here, Rosh. And this Rosh gives a Kavana. It gives a Kavana. And the desire is a desire. This is why these two parts have to be intertwined, connected. They cannot be one without the other. So this is why in the beginning we have to correct the part of Israel, meaning we have to correct the intentions so that they'll be ready to work with the desires, and then to approach the desires and correct them with the intentions in order to bestow. That's it. Now, what is the difference? You just need to understand a few gentle issues. What is the difference between corrected desires and corrupted desires? The intentions. Wonderful. The intentions depend upon whom? Upon Israel. Meaning, we have something we can demand from the nations of the world? We don't. There's nothing. So the correction depends upon whom? Upon the intentions, upon Israel, and upon the connection between them and the nations of the world. Just understand that the desires do not change. And if we, after the ruin, after the breakage, were found in the intentions in order to receive, then who needs to correct himself? Israel. And then we only attract the desires of the nations of the world. We just attract them to the same intentions, we just join them to the same intentions, and the correction is ready. And you have a correction. You just need to sharpen it a little in order to understand how much we are working here with an understanding and recognition, awareness of the necessity of the correction to be performed upon us solely, and we shouldn't wait, because waiting for the nations of the world means to wait until they are dependent upon the people of Israel, and they will come with a demand, with blows, and with trouble. That's clear, because they have no other way to come, because they are not corrected. This is why hastening the correction by us is both in corporeality and in spirituality is an obligatory, as much as we can. And we have no reason to blame or to wait for something from the nations of the world and from anyone else. Only if we will bestow upon them and will bring our intentions closer to their desires. There's nothing else. All in all, these are very simple things. And many results, many phenomena stem from it. But that's it. Israel is called Li Rosh, and if everything depends upon the Rosh, upon the head, as we've studied in tests, that as much how much the head is essential after the first restriction, when there's no difference between the first, the second, the third states that humanity undergoes, only when that it returns here with an addition of Rosh, the desires remain the same. So what does the whole correction depend upon? It depends upon Israel and the nations of the world, as much as they are a huge mass, because it is the whole body of the Pertsuf, the goof of the Pertsuf, but it is seemingly awaiting for the time that the Rosh will be ready to join to itself its desires, to join to the goof, to the desires, the intentions of the Rosh, because the goof itself is passive. It can only go towards one direction. It is impossible. It cannot be that something would be cleared to the goof. It could be the smartest possible with all the wisdoms of the world, much more than Israel. But to perform corrections? No. And now, where we're in a crisis, no one will have a method to correct the goof. There will be complete helplessness. And until there will be slaughtering and wars and etc. Great helplessness until these pressures won't eventually pressure Israel to such an extent that Israel would appreciate the intentions and will be able to approach to them the intentions. And what are the intentions? It is the method of correction. Let's bond together. Connect to us. That's it. The intention in order to bestow is our work. Yes.
I have this feeling as if sometimes we're working the opposite way. If Israel needs to operate its mind only in intention, and sometimes we look at the nations of the world as if we have to see what they need or what they think about, and that will penetrate our thoughts. Sometimes we think that this is our dissemination, but perhaps this is a huge confusion.
Yes and no. When I want to reach people, just like you, when you lecture in university. So when you give a lecture, you know who's before you, what kind of students, what is the course you're teaching, their level more or less, you know your audience more or less. So accordingly, you give a lecture. You don't just speak like I feel like it, so I go out and I give a speech.
That's true, but I don't let it confuse me. If I know that I have a syllabus and I want to complete it in the end of the course, then sometimes it's a bit pressuring me.
But you're found with people who are obliged to receive your information. We're found in a slightly different situation. We need to come to people and to do different kinds of what? Tricks? Yes. so the trick so that they will listen. They will receive a slight amount of information from us, so that it will be perceived in their minds and heads and hearts, so that they'll be able to draw close and receive something from us, so that they'll be able to understand that's the method of correction, and it could not be otherwise. It's gradually perceived, but again, it is usually done in inner patterns, in the connection between us, between all the souls. Even though everything is ruined from without, from within, this connection exists. So, in this connection, it is being passed on to them. And then, subconsciously, they start feeling there's something here. But externally, in such an external matter, to pass to them information, books, knowledge, lessons, different kind of lectures, putting them into a certain system of education, a global system of education of mutual guarantee or mutual responsibility, we're still unable to do it. And it's our job. From their behalf, they can only suffer more. So they will be more capable of listening, but that's not for our benefit. We mustn't wait.
Another thing, perhaps to focus on that, what should we be careful from so that our intention won't escape us in such an action?
We need to be cautious only from one thing, so that we will be understood properly, correctly, that I'm truly bringing to them the method of correction. And this method of correction is bonding. That's it. But again, this has to be, I'm forbidden to say so, to say this, but the method of correction also has to go through my umbrella. Leosh, Israel, if I won't manage the connection between them, there will be no connection, there will be separation, there will be war, there will be a blast of hatred. But an eruption of hatred. But if I will manage it with intention or to bestow them, the connection between them will be a blessing, and then everything will be corrected. This means that we don't just need to convey the method of correction through someone. Rather, we are the ones who have to manage the roundtables, the workshops, the lectures, different kinds of connections, meaning in our ideology, in our guidance. In practice, other people can work, ushers, etc. And that's how it has to degrade in hierarchy from us downward. There's no choice, no choice. Everywhere, seemingly in every place, we have to have someone from ours from whom it downfalls. But in inner patterns, we just need to understand how important it is for us to be present in the main acts of bestow, as their heads. And this has nothing to do with one's mind, intellect, wisdom, wit. They can do everything, plan everything wonderfully, but if there will be no inner force, our inner force, our intentions, that it won't succeed. These are very gentle things. And to explain it, no, it's not worthwhile to explain it, because it rejects and it seems as though you take pride of them, etc. We have to do it gradually. Not gradually, but gently. Okay.
How does dissemination contribute to bringing the intention closer?
Dissemination contributes in the fact that they start studying the reason of the crisis. The crisis that they currently feel, and they should learn it from now and even beforehand, if we could have, because the study is perception, it's a great mass until they will be incorporated in it, until they will feel, understand it, and what to do with this situation, that the situation won't change. The problem isn't a person, they have to change the human being and not the world. It is an essential change. And when I will change myself, where am I wrong, where am I right? Speak to someone in the street, look what they'll tell you. how wrong they are. And we'll wait. We need to scrutinize those things. What is this connection? We're connected. Why aren't we connected? Everyone will tell you that they are. In short, to bring a person to a slight recognition of evil, that it won't be repulsive. Because if you bring him evil, then he doesn't want to listen. So you explain this to him objectively, simply, not about him, rather about different incidents, as if they are seemingly remote, and that's how you gradually bring it closer to him, until he starts to feel that, yes, that's truly the problem, that we've built the whole world horribly. Our healthcare system brings disease, and our educational system teaches children to just crime and prostitution, and the banks are stealing and using one another, and commerce is that you will buy anything consuming, so that you'll consume more and more and buy more and more things, meaning we build systems that do not serve us, don't work for our benefit. If 50, 80 years ago, we used to build good things, and we thought that as a result, by using them, a person would reach great success and a great life, the American dream. We've reached a state in which the system suddenly started working and ruining itself, like cancer, when it starts eating up that same environment in which it exists. And this happens in every system, in commerce, in merchandise, in healthcare, in education, everywhere. Why? Our ego has finished its development. It completed its development and became round. That's it. And this is why this crisis is not a usual crisis. It is not something on our way that we've somehow exaggerated here or there. We've entered into a small imbalance. Okay, give Victor the ability to ask something.
A question. If I have to reach a state of being very skillful in explanation, everything depends on that. We have to reach at least the smallest spiritual partsuf in order to understand everything you're saying. So my question to you...
No, that's wrong. This assumption is wrong.
It's
a
process. You
don't need to be in spirituality, really in spirituality, with both of your legs in order to be successful in your explanation. That's wrong.
I agree with you to nullify, do whatever you're saying. I agree with you. I want to ask you something else. Let me complete my question, please.
Okay.
He's crying here before the Holocaust. You're saying that the whole world's going to explode and that we have to explode the iron wall. So do you hit it deliberately so that we will crave from down here and reach that? Why don't you direct everything directly to what you drew in test or from the beginning of the lesson till now into one spiritual force? Let's say sweet words, praying, the second disagreement. Everything connects into one spiritual potsuf. Why don't you take a potsuf and constantly connect everything to it so that we will know how to position everything into it?
Well, will you fit it to the sketch, the drawing?
Not to the diagram, so that this feeling will close in the potsuf.
What will you find it?
You give us such a broad knowledge. I think it is time that we will focus in, to the exact right place, and then we will know what the prayer of many is, the nations of the world, this sweetness
right.
of lips.
You're right, so I give you one point that you have to constantly talk about, okay? Adhesion between friends. One point, nothing more. The drop of unity, of adhesion, the point of adhesion. There are no other words. It's clear for you? Wonderful. We'll take an example from you. Yes, Gil.
To continue, Victor, and what you told Yitzhak as well, When I'm standing in front of the audience and I feel their lacks, their deficiencies, in the work that you do to connect them to you, to connect those desires to you, how do you connect them to the Yesharkel? How do you bring them to connect that? Today we have friends in Chile, Colombia, all over the world, giving lectures to the 99%. They connect to that deficiency in that place. So where is the work now to connect it all? How do they do that?
They're doing it now alongside with us during the lesson. You cannot demand from a person to be in all intentions at once. We're still not yet found in one sensation. Everything didn't yet connect into one. But during the education, during the study, during giving your lecture, during an action, during the meeting of friends, during the workshop, we're all in all and generally found here and there in different intentions. The fact that these intentions will bond into one, this doesn't exist yet, and we don't need it yet. We are not yet in this state.
So if that lecture, before the lecture, connects to what you just told Victor, this unification between us, he will be able to connect them as a result?
The unity between the friends is the most important thing.
This is what connects that lecture to those desires?
During the lecture?
Not during the lecture, before the lecture, when he connects to it. To the friends, as a result, he will give the right kind of lecture?
Yes, with the friends and the Creator.
The friends and the Creator.
With the friends in practice and with the Creator in potential. With the friends is the goof of the Pertsuf, and the Creator is the Rosh of the Pertsuf. Yes.
And during the lecture, you should try to be in it?
During the lecture, you have to be with the audience, as close to the audience as possible, and to feel that you're truly found as in the time of a breastfeeding. That's it. And with love.
So it is beyond my mind?
Like a mother with respect to her child. There's no intellect there, nothing. Convey this to them, and then it will work. Of course, you have to have some intellect and words and a small sketch or something, but that's actually what works, this relation that we spoke about. It's not simple, and it doesn't happen, doesn't succeed always, and so you have people who jump and want to ruin this environment, and you're not also in it. I feel this week with this warmth and then cold, and I'm suddenly blurred. I have a kind of a flu or something, so I felt it even in Tuesday's lesson. I wasn't focused enough, concentrated enough. Yes, Chaim.
Can I ask about the tricks we were talking of before?
Yes, if it belongs to the lesson, then yes.
We're saying that Israel needs to pass on the intentions, and we're trying to disseminate this method of bonding throughout the world.
Yes, we must.
Now, suppose, let's say in the U.S., there's an election system going on, campaign going on, and when we have elections here, the politicians are talking about mutual guarantee, connection, bonding. There's concept, although they understand that they all depend on each other and we're all global connected, their individualism is so strong. So such words can come out of their mouth. They can't think this way. How can we make this beginning of a bridge so that they will start changing their thought in that direction?
Well, it doesn't belong to their elections. We'll have to approach also to the American people. First of all, probably to the Israelis that are there, and then the Jews that are there. And then the entire nation, as Baal HaSulam explains at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, gradually. And also gradually, when we go to the Americans, do we have to go first to those layers who are ready to listen? We I think that I would like to address the people who think, meaning to scientists, who are more or less objective to some extent. They research nature, and what nature reveals is what they actually, that's what they live from. So we need to help them from this behalf. Maybe later we can see these phenomena also in society. The psychologists and the political science, and then maybe sociologists, etc. Then we should approach also, we need to show them the method, meaning how much via our connection we can benefit the people and bring to great savings in health care problems and other problems. That's for the economists. The Americans have, I don't remember, $1.2 trillion of, I don't remember. Well, in short, maybe 0.8 of their paying for Medicare, for their healthcare system. That's a huge waste, the money they waste on their healthcare system. It's like a hole that has no bottom that they throw their money into. But what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that by bonding, by educating the people, you can suddenly reach to such savings that you, they've passed $16 trillion debt, right? This quota of their national debt. So maybe we'll be able to do it, just to address the people through the internet, through the virtual system, and to explain to them that bonding is can truly bring them benefit. The problem is their education. It is a very individualistic education. No one understands that he has to bond with others. I'm really stunned to see how much each and every one doesn't touch the others. That's my private area, that's it. And private domain, and that's it. We need to know how to reach them. But the blows, alongside with our explanation, will work, even though it's not simple. Yes. Well,
to continue that issue, we know that on the one hand there is the general governance that manage the world through different things, and they exchange governance, like what is happening in the U.S. with regard to Israel. How do you see this whole general picture now?
I don't see a nice general picture in the United States with respect to Israel, especially during the years what happened to us with Mr. Obama. I feel that there's a bad intention with respect to Israel, and that they want, they're ready, and they work towards removing Israel from the map, just so that it won't exist as a country and as a nation in this region. They have their own perception of the world. I don't want to interfere whether it's correct or not, but it's against us for sure, and I said it immediately when I saw the first march in Tel Aviv from those, what was it, when people went out to the streets, those riots, those protests. I saw there a very directed American force there who pays for it and arranges it. With all those girls that arranged the protests and the rest of those small puppets, because they see according to American guidance. I see in the current American government, not in the whole of it, I don't know it, but as a Kabbalist, I see in it bad forces with respect to Israel. If you're asking me, I'm saying it. I'm not entering into politics. It's not a political statement. It's my personal saying. I feel that they act this way, and I think that the government with Romani will be better for Israel, and for Israel meaning eventually for the world, because if we want to bring about a correction, that we need to exist, and we have to exist here, because without this place and without our existence here, we won't be able to execute the right intentions and correct the world. And who is acting against it is acting to bring evil to the whole world. This is why I disagree with Obama and his relation with Israel, and everything else I don't know. That's his business. I'm talking only about his relation to Israel. And I feel like, for example, that Romani will be better. Romani will be better. Because you lower a good guidance government by a one who is righteous. And I feel that he, during the years that he's in charge, he is not headed towards a good direction. That's clear to me, and I don't want to speak about it anymore, but whoever wants to listen to my voice should draw the conclusions he thinks he should from what I just said. I'm not entering into the political calculations and the inner calculations in the United States. That was just my simple, plain, personal opinion. That's it. There are questions about it in the internet?
There are many references from the U.S. to it.
Well, that the Jews, as usual, love the Democrats and not the Republicans. I don't care about that. I don't know the plans of this party or that party. I'm talking only about two people, right? About two people, Obama and Romani, where Obama is bad for Israel. I'm saying it out of my inner spiritual sensation. That's it. Period. You can do whatever you want with it. That's what I'm saying. I'm allowed to say that. I'm saying it. That's it.
Bill Baker from Dallas is saying, what causes someone to think that the Christians, that the good Christians, that the other side wants anything different?
I don't want to enter into this discussion. I'm saying it very simple. That if he believes or understands or feels that I understand something in spiritual forces, then he should listen. If not, he should throw my words astray. I'm not demanding anyone to do anything. I just answered the question, and the one who understands should understand what should be done if he really wants to correct the world or not. I don't think that there's someone, including these friends, who want to ask something, who understand this process better than I do.
Mark from New York is saying something else. He says, if the heart of kings and ministers is in the hand of the Creator, what difference does it make who is elected?
He shouldn't be so smart. I said that if someone has to be lowered, he's lowered by a righteous, and if he owes, then it's by someone else who's owned. Meaning, of course, it's in the hand of the Creator, but it depends who's the person himself, whether he is righteous or not. And so they don't understand the whole system, so they should listen to what I'm saying. They will make less mistakes. And I also want to say that, accordingly, whoever joins here or there decides many things. Because if it's connected to the correction of the world, then there's nothing to do about it. By saying what I did, I made this very clear cut for each and everyone. Decided is freedom of choice. Exactly, whether you're towards the correction of the world or the corruption of it. In my eyes, it is very clear, and it is enough. There's no reason to talk about it anymore. No point in it. I want to end this issue, and that's it. Let's just give the lawyer an opportunity to express himself, to see what he wants.
Israel. We came up with a clip. We have excellent responses for it. When I'm giving lectures, there's this anticipation. Okay, where are we going to? Now we have an election campaign here as well. Is it the time to try and influence somehow the government here in the country.
We're working with the people. We're an educational organization. And I don't feel that within me pressure, an urge, an ability to enter into the political system. Of course, it's correct that changing something on the scope of the country have to be in the government, between ministers and whatever, in different committees, etc. I'm definitely unable to do it. I'm a philosopher, like a researcher, more correctly. I'm the researcher of nature, of the upper nature. And to be inside these calculations and desires that exist and that exist in every government, I'm unable to do it. I know people, I know their nature, and you understand what's going on there to a small extent. I'm unable to be mixed with it. I'm intermingled with it. I'll run away from it in a second. Just simple as that. It's not my engagement, not my life. It's not a state and a place where I'm capable of even holding myself there for even a small amount of time to think this way even. I'm not built for that. This is why if you're asking me, if you have, let's say, between our thousands of students, if we have such people who want to establish, I don't know, a party and want to go with it to the government, they can do it. Go ahead. That's their business. Each and every one has his freedom of choice to do whatever he wants. But that I will go with them and will direct them and will follow them, I'm unable to do it. I'm unable to do it. I can write to the government what I recommend them to do. If, let's say, once we'll have an opportunity to for them to truly read what we're suggesting and we'll be able to understand it also. Because these are things that belong to a completely different surface than the one they engage in. Because I'm talking about education, about unity. I'm talking about a mutual guarantee that has to be made in the people. That's completely not for them. Everywhere, the government is money and the army, or police, whatever. These are the two reins they have. By money, they can rise and lower the interest or something, and by the army to guard the borders and their inner quality. The inner quietness. But if Your Honor sees himself as, His Honor sees himself as, everyone there are lawyers, you know. Everyone learned to behave this way. First of all, what do we start life from? We start from being lawyers. That's the first step to become a politician. Yes. No, let's continue. Continue. Go ahead. We've ended this topic, right? Concluded.
So we're in the title, Redemption Only Through Kabbalah. Every Jew person will bring them through sanctity. You must understand this intimation. The issue, know that this is through disseminating the true wisdom, which is so they will evidently see the God of truth.
Meaning we have no choice but to publicize our method and its origin. Where does this stem from? We are the address, and we have to work now on the unity between everyone and the connection to the upper force. Okay? Who is there asking? Benzi? Yes.
the nations of the world, do they want Israel to be in spirituality, or they don't have such a desire?
No, there's a pressure upon Israel, as redundant as the ones who bring all the evil and this attribute is correct, and it exists in all the nations of the world, and it's correct that it does exist, and they always have the special relation towards Israel, because that's truly the source of the upper light that was clogged, and you feel, whether you want it or not, that you depend upon it. There are such who feel that if they'll be closer, they feel better, they feel this inclination, and there are such who feel repulsion, rejection, up to hatred and anti-Semitism, destructive anti-Semitism. But you see that there are almost no people who, how to put it, there are almost no people in the world who are indifferent for it. That's because that's in the nature of the desire to receive. It is not a matter of these people or those people. The Germans are not better or worse than a tribe in the Amazonas who don't know or hear a thing. That everything depends upon the extent to which, in that same desire, a proximity to Israel is awakened. So to this extent, they feel rejection. Yes?
Why should Israel reach spirituality? Who demands it of them?
First of all, the Creator. It's His program. What's the question? What are you asking? Who's? Of course, the source demands. You will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, and you have to be a passage for the nations of the world. You have to. If not, then you will want, in short. If you don't want this way, in a good way, you will want in a bad way. And that's what happens to us during our entire history, that we don't want to do it in a good way.
Well, I'm totally confused. There's the nations of the world who demand something of me.
Also.
So what do they demand from me?
They don't know it themselves. They only see that you are the source of their evil. That if they have something evil within them, you are the reason for it. And the Jews want to be between everyone. We're good. We're doctors. We are scientists. We'll bring you all the best. Look what we've done and revealed in the world. No one cares about it. That they don't care about it at all. They don't need it. They feel in their stomach that the evil stems from you instead of good. Anti-Semitism is a phenomenon, is a worldwide phenomenon, which is correct. It is correct. Because in the corrupted Kli, nothing else cannot be revealed with respect to Israel, who have to be the connection between them and the light. How will you relate? Let's say, God forbid, you've already seen it. You're sitting with an effusion, like we were in hospital, and someone comes and closes your tap of oxygen. So how will you relate to such a person? And he will tell you, I'm doing it for your benefit, I'm great, I've done that, you're there, etc. But you're closing my life stream. That's how they feel. It's not a joke. It is a very natural inner sensation. I'm not talking about phenomena which, the external phenomena, which are religions and during history, everything that happened during history. But anti-Semitism is a natural inclination. It has to be revealed. It has to be revealed. As long as the desire to receive won't be corrected with the intention of it to bestow. And the desire to receive is called the nation of the world, and the intention of it to bestow is called Israel. Until they won't bond correctly together, and this has to happen by Israel and not by the nations of the world, we have to be the light for the Gentiles.
So the nations of the world, they demand from Israel the intention to bestow or not? I'm not asking what they know, I'm asking what they demand. Yes, inside of them, yes. They want to connect to the light, to the source of life. You prevent it from them. You, in your current state, where you don't bring them this pipe, you prevent it from them, and this is what they feel. They feel that you hold this pipe. So they demand from me not lectures, they want the intention from me. Yeah, to give them lectures, yes, but come to them and tell them exactly what you bring them. You bring them the method of correction, the correct life, even spiritual life. Give them everything. You will see that in a short while they will understand everything. They will listen to it. And their subconscious, they all see in you something special, something superior. And they're prepared to accept it. If you come to them and you say, I have it. I have the method of correction, the connection with godliness. They can't resist it. They can't. They can't erase it. It exists in them. This willingness exists in them. Why? Because there was a connection which was disconnected, but it existed. Does it matter that I understand that what they demand from me eventually is spirituality? Will it help my correction to reach that goal? You have to come to them and tell them that you bring them a connection with godliness, with the Creator. Not just this mumble that it will be easier for them in this world. Well, that too. That's the first stage, perhaps, the first few words. You have to disclose them. You have to tell them where you're leading them to. Yeah? Yeah? And they will listen to it. They will listen to it. And this is what he's saying here. Please read it again, the last paragraph. Redemption through divulging Kabbalah to the nations of the world, meaning revealing the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what you go and reveal to them. You don't hide it. Yeah. This is why it is written that each of the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. And it was not enough that they could live by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world would come by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law. This is what you have to bring them to, so that they will see, so that they will know first and see after. And they won't do the work like you. You bring them the corrected half, and they connect with their desire. They are integrated with you. Do whatever you can with us, and you do it. You perform such actions in the Potsuf. What there is in the Rosh expands in the Potsuf. This is how it works. And they're prepared to nullify themselves towards your action. So why are we saying that they resist, that they hate Kabbalah? Because you're wrong, because you don't come to them with the willingness and readiness to correct them. They hate Kabbalah because of me? They don't hate Kabbalah. They hate you. They hate Jews because the Jews don't function correctly. Subconsciously, this is what is going on there. They're unaware of it, but this is the way it is. The moment you'll start turning them around to you the right way, that you bring them the method of correction, and you have all the infrastructure for that, there's the shattering, and no one can do nothing through this shattering. You have to come and say, I have a solution from here onward until the spiritual world, all the way through. No one can come and say that they have something of a sort. No one. I'm saying that. At that moment, they will start believing you. And that's enough. Let's start working. So a few announcements. Kabbalah Experience in Jerusalem next Tuesday, 11th, September 11th. We're going to have our weekly meeting with Rav Lightman in Jerusalem. It will be broadcasted at on Kab.tv. Admission is free. Connecting up in the north from the 20th till the 22nd of September, we're going to unite in the north. We're going to have lectures, lessons, meals, activities. It's going to be up in the north. Details and registration at 1-700-509-209 and at cub.coil. Another special announcement tomorrow, Friday. We're going to have a men's workshop at 3 p.m. This year, we have to be together. Dear viewers, friends, and groups, towards this new year, we have a new internet campaign to unite the people starting today, Thursday, until the new year. We'll act together on the internet to disseminate the bonding for the bonding of the nations. We invite all of you to send us your offers, details on the Facebook, and now let's watch a clip for the campaign. This is us, the people of Israel, with all the hopes, with all the worlds, with all the wars, operations, successes. We always believed and we always won because we were together until this together broke. 700 car accidents, hit and run every year. 25 old people die of starvation. 1 million kids are below the poverty line. Violence at school had increased in 400%. The gap between the poor people and rich people grows bigger. We forgot. We forgot what it means to be Israelis. We forgot to be together. And it's here, between us. This is our root. This is our identity. This is our DNA, to be together. Adults and small ones, strong and weak, the most different but the most united. A family of brothers, the family of Israel. This year, we have to be together.
יש תפילה של כוח שנוכל את הלב לפתוח עד שיקיץ האור וניתן לנפשנו דרור נמלא את כל הבורות שזה מכבר יבשו ממים ונצמח כמו אילן עם הברק בעיניים חפץ להתקרב ובתוכו להפסל מישהו אחר יש תפילה של דמעות שפותחות שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות עוד מעט נלמד לחיות נעלה נעלה ביחד